Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Texans unbelievably, or believably, I guess, drop another in an unbelievable way, although it's pretty believable now.
Okay, so the phrase, in the most Texans way.
Yeah.
How many times? I'm going to say over under in the city, just in the city. In the city, in this province. You think it was said more than, I'm going to say, 36,000 times yesterday?
In the most Texans way? I don't know if that.
That's the most Texans way. Now, remember, you have 70,000 fans who would buy tickets for a game, and they don't always go. You don't think half of those fans would say that? And then there's other people watch on TV. I'm saying, I think 36,000 is a low number, to be honest with you. That was the a variation of, that was the most Texans way to lose. That was so Texans. Like, something like that.
Yeah. I mean.
Did you say it?
No, I just said, you
can't make this
bleep up.
Yeah. I can't count that.
No, it doesn't count as the Texans, you know, the Texans way. It's how long before this organization isn't a joke anymore?
Oh, it's going to be a while. I mean, maybe 1 year. It actually, you know what? In the NFL, it actually turns way quicker. Miami was a joke to start last year. Miami was an absolute joke.
Yeah, they were
a laughing stock. No one's laughing now.
Yeah. They were tanking for Tua last year.
Yeah. Now, I mean, they were getting beat 50 by Baltimore to start the year or whatever. They're giving up 50. They were the laughing stock, and they're in the running for the playoffs.
Yeah, but
they had a lot of
have a base of a lot of decent young players?
Well, they've actually, like Shaq Lawson, like, they've done a pretty good job in free agency, and they've had a bunch of draft picks. That's where the
Yeah, this year they signed Shaq Lawson, Kyle Van Noy, Emmanuel Ogbah. Their thing is, outside of the Jordan Howard thing, they hit on all their free agency stuff. They're starting three rookies, although Solomon Kinley got hurt. They appear to have hit on their offensive line picks as well. Three rookies drafted, and they're all
Austin
started.
Playing.
Yeah, but you've got a lot of young. I mean, you've got a lot of.
That started.
Oh, Robert Hunt starts, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That hit this year, but the basis of what they did. Well, let's bring in veterans who know how to play, because they didn't have those guys last
along
year.
With a mix of young players. Name all the good young players on the Texans.
Yeah, but see, they know what they're doing. Chris Greer went and got Emmanuel Ogbah.
Okay, so the moral of the story is the Texans don't know what they're doing.
Well, yeah, we know that. Okay. But if you bring, that's what I'm saying, though.
I just want to be clear.
Listen, Eric Murray was a big signing this year for the Texans to help the secondary. You know what the Dolphins did? They added Emmanuel Ogbah.
And Byron Jones.
Well, yeah. Byron was their big one.
Yes.
But Emmanuel Ogbah is a big, physical, strong guy. He's got some limitations, but that's like an old school Patriots type of strong, physical, aggressive defensive end, like a 3-4 defensive end. That's who he is, and that's what he plays. And so you got somebody who fits what you want to be. The first thing the Texans need to know is, who are they and what do they want to be? Because Weaver's done. Weaver's defense has been terrible. It's been awful. And the personnel stuff has been awful. The Texans have been run so unbelievably poorly but you can make up quickly. You can make up ground. But the tough thing is, the no draft picks this year in the first and second is going to stunt the comeback. But you do have potentially a chance to do smart things in free agency if you get the right guy in the building. And I don't know who the right guy is, but you need the right guy in the building.
No, absolutely. But like, I mean, when you looking through the line, you're unsettled at certainly unsettled at running back. So not only unsettled, but you're desperate at running back now. You're unsettled at wide receiver. You got Randall Cobb, who you certainly can't count on. You don't know what you're going to do with Will Fuller. Is gone now, more than likely. The offensive line is a mess, despite as much as you've put into it, and you have put so much draft capital into it. I mean, the only thing that you can hang your hat on is Deshaun. Cornerback is on this. Safety is a mess now. Justin Reed has regressed drastically. Eric Murray is terrible. Inside linebacker, you're good at. Zach Cunningham is actually good after a rough start. Outside linebacker, can I ask you a question? And I hate to get on him every week, but...
Is it about Whitney Merciless?
How many tackles do you think he has this season?
24.
Lower.
Are you sure?
How many games has he played in?
12?
13.
So less than two tackles a game. Huh.
Okay, and
21.
How many solo tackles?
Is it 21?
21 is the answer.
Solos, probably a slight bit below 21. So let's say 10.
12 solo tackles.
That's pretty good, actually.
And, you know, that outside linebacker's got 4 sacks. I mean,
it's been a minute.
He plays up on the line of scrimmage all the time, and he has 5 tackles for loss. 4 of them are sacks. 1 tackle on a run, 1 in 13 games behind the line of scrimmage. It's a unmitigated disaster.
An unmitigated disaster is what he said.
No, $54 million. I mean, you want to talk about Keon Crossan, who doesn't play, has 33 tackles this year. One of them, where he was run over and his face was destroyed, as he tackled Jonathan. Does that count as a tackle when Jonathan Taylor runs you over into the end zone? But yeah, he did fall.
Well, does he get a touchdown?
He gets a touchdown.
Then you don't get a tackle.
Well, but he fell down in the end zone.
Yeah, but if he had run over
Well, he was standing on top of your face.
Let me just tell you. I've seen sacks. I've seen guys get sacks when they're just the closest one. When a guy goes out of bounds, that counts as a sack. When a quarterback runs out of bounds. I would say, okay, if you get run over and knocked completely unconscious as a defender, and you fall to the ground, and as the guy's running over you, he trips on your arm. You know when your arms go out?
Yeah.
Like when you see guys get knocked out and their arms go stiff, and he trips over one of your stiff arms that fly up in the air when you're knocked out?
Yeah.
That's a tackle.
Yeah, I know it's a tackle, but what if he's falling into the end zone?
Does it count? The touchdown.
Because that was the touchdown.
By rule, from a statistical, and you know, I'm a numbers guy, but from a statistician standpoint, you cannot give a tackle on a touchdown. It did not end the play. The play ended when he crossed the end zone.
This play ended when touchdown. He smashed your face.
Well, the play ended for you. The play ended for you.
Oh, that was
we're getting to the point again where some of the Texan secondaries might make more plays laying on the ground because you could trip over them. And then it's not then you did the tripping. Like if you trip somebody intentionally, that's a penalty. But if they trip over your lifeless body, that's actually on them. It's not on you. If somebody trips over you when you're laying unconscious or conscious on the ground, that's technically a tackle. Sometime a ball could fall on top of your jersey, like on top of your thing, and fall just perfectly, you know, flat. And it's rare, but sometimes they land those, you know, water bottle flip challenges. Right. Maybe a football just goes and lands. Oh, look at this. Interception.
Interception. Yep. Is it a good thing when you have 2 defensive tackles, one who broke his pelvis he's playing inside and he has more tackles than your $54 million outside linebacker, rushbacker? Is it a good thing when two of those guys have more tackles? Is it a good thing when Brennan Scarlett has more tackles than Whitney Merciless, a guy who's only played in 9 games? Is that a good thing? You tell me. I need to know about this. I need to know what's a good thing about Whitney Merciless this year.
I don't think anyone's making argument.
I don't know Whitney Merciless.
Who are you arguing against?
Who's Whitney Merciless?
He doesn't even know who he is.
Who is he?
Yeah,
he plays for the Texans.
I don't know a Whitney Merciless. I know a name that sounds like Merciless. What's his name again?
His name is Whitney Merciless.
What happened? Who's Whitney Merciless?
He's been useless.
That's who I know.
There it is.
That's for sure.
It comes out again. There it is.
Goodness gracious. That is just, he had an assisted tackle this week. But that's better than the last 2 weeks where he didn't even show up on the stat sheet.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
That was disappointing.
Let's get Underrated Mess in here. Underrated Mess, what's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I have to get it on my chest. I know we're going to miss it on Thursday, so I need to throw some shade. I want to throw some shade at these dumbass grown adults that are wearing Christmas pajamas in public. Stop it. Merry Christmas. Throw shade.
Underrated Mess threw some shade.
I have noticed that really happen. Pajama bottoms and slides in like the Galleria.
This is something that's
real. Oh, no, it's real.
Wear it's pants real. Out there and pull them up. The
rules have changed.
Really?
Yeah, the rules have changed.
I don't know how guys walk around with the pants around the bottom of their butt. How do you walk?
And keep it from falling. It's a different walk. Like your walk, you just have to keep the legs out enough to hold
them. You have to have the butt crack walk, too.
Yeah, but you have to, you got to walk to where you can keep them around your thighs. Yeah. So there's, you can't walk like your legs have to be apart because you're the whole time you got to hang on to them. So, yeah, it's a tricky one. I would just think, for me, I'd just say, am I getting asked because I'm doing this? Like, are girls saying, oh my God, look what he's doing? I don't know that there's a lot to be gained as opposed to, it's easier to walk for me. Like, it would be easier for me to walk if my pants were all the way up. And yeah. I still feel like your chances of getting girls or making money or whatever you're doing is still the same. Like, I don't feel like it goes down if your pants are up and your walking is easier.
Yeah, and by the way, if I want to do anything wrong, I want to be able to run. You can't run.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Or like a lot of times you'll see guys when they get in fights and they have to do the pull up the pants routine where they're holding up their pants with one hand.
Yeah.
It's like you just didn't think this through. If you had a belt on or you had other pants that could stay above, you wouldn't have these issues.
Yeah.
When you run, you need to be able to run with both hands going forward.
That'll give you the best chance to run away.
It's basic momentum.
Yeah.
You can generate more momentum that way.
Right. 912 ESPN 97.5. Time to talk about my man Mark Klein over Klein's Jewelry. KleinsJewelry.org. KleinsJewelry.org. That's where you find. And, oh, by the way, you can buy everything online at KleinsJewelry.org. I'm telling you, and the unbelievable diamonds that are in stock right now, it is spectacular. I'm looking at the website right now. All of the stuff that you have to choose from. And look, you save 25% off right now at Klein's. Put in promo code VIPKleins25. VIPKleins25. And you're going to save 25% off already unbelievably low prices. And you can do everything online, by the way. Everything can be done online. And Mark will deliver it to you in time for Christmas. You can buy diamonds. Diamond rings, earrings, bands, bracelets, pendants, whatever it is that you need to get this holiday season, you can do it all online. If you don't want to get, and oh, by the way, that means for everybody all around the area, that you don't have to go to Westheimer in Fountain View, but it's easy to get to 5868 Westheimer in Houston, or you can give Mark a call, 832-316-1388. He will do it over the phone as well. You're looking for the best present, best prices on presents this holiday season. It's Klein Jewelry, KleinsJewelry.org.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. I finished Gangs of London last night.
Yeah, it's kind of a pacifist. It's kind of an ode to pacifists, really.
Yeah, there wasn't much. I mean, it wasn't a lot of action in it.
Yeah, yeah.
But, it was. It reminded me of Love Story. Back in the day, remember Ryan O'Neal, Love Story?
Yeah, yeah. You guys should watch it if you want a real, like an ode to...
It's like a rom-com.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, a lot of romantic stuff there.
There was
the
some
end.
Romantic stuff.
Episode 2.
No, the last episode when... the girl left, and they had, they did stuff.
The girl left.
Yeah, she left him. She left Sean. Remember they were in the room together, and he was saying, why are you here? Why are you here?
Oh, yeah, and then they did things.
Yeah, then they did stuff. Yeah. That was romantic. Yeah. And not so much romantic as...
I mean, just a charming, heartwarming ending as well. Hey, man, we're going to...
I didn't see that coming.
We're going to take these guys down. Well, not you. You're not going to take anyone down. Pop, pop. Hey, I thought we were on the same side here.
I gave you a thing.
Wait.
Well, thanks, but I got people to protect.
I actually liked the ending because I didn't see that coming. And then it set it up, I think, pretty well for the next season. Yeah, we were joking. It's the most violent show that's ever been made.
Yeah.
Without question. It is. Ooh, and the scenes are so... what about when they're in that house that, and all the people are attacking that house, and the firefight that's going on when they're shooting up the house? Yeah. It's like, oh my gosh, this is the craziest. I thought Heat was crazy. You see, wood is just exploding all over the house. Like that scene was, and when you get killed in Gangs of London, you get killed.
Yeah, yeah, no. You could get shot in the face.
You will.
Yeah. No question.
Getting shot in the face is catching a break, to be honest with you.
No.
At least it's over immediately.
Right. Oh, no. There's some painful moments. Like, oh.
I'm telling you, I keep going back to it. That fight in the apartment with that cleaver or whatever it is, and how that guy dies. Oh.
It's pretty rough.
That and the torture of her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh. With the pulling of the nails. Let's get Ben in here on ESPN 97.5.
That's by a mom.
Yeah.
That's by a mom.
That was
Catelyn Stark.
Hey, mom! You had to stop breaking her teeth out and pulling her fingernails off, mom! Yeah,
that was Catelyn Stark in modern times.
And she's a nice
Wait a minute! That is Catelyn Stark!
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
No, I knew she looked familiar. Holy crap.
That's Catelyn Stark.
Rob Stark was such a wuss in this one. Sean Wallace, I'm glad.
Rob Stark.
It wasn't Rob Stark.
Might as well have been.
Ben, what's going on?
What's going on, man? How are y'all?
Good, man.
We're doing good.
Oh, man, I want to throw some shade at my boss. I can't really say where I work at, but it's a plant down here in Beaumont, Texas. And if we even get within rock-throwing distance of somebody with COVID, we have to take off for 2 weeks. This guy went to his mama's nursing home last Monday. She had COVID, and I guess when you get the foreman's part, you get impervious to COVID. He never took off work, so I want to throw shade at him.
Shade.
Make some shade.
That is bull crap.
Today's Throw Shade Monday?
Is your boss the Big Ten? Is that what he is?
Boss is Gavin Newsom.
Yeah.
You get COVID, you're back the next day.
I mean, as far as his rules are concerned, but yeah, we pulled a Nick Saban.
His boss is Gavin Newsom.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you need to shut down.
But
I'm
going
to go out here to French Laundry.
I didn't know today was Thursday already. Is it New Year? It's Christmas Eve? Today's Christmas Eve.
Kind of.
And we also, the previous one was like, well, you guys aren't going to be around. I believe we will be
around
Thursday.
We're going to be here. Yeah, we're going to be here Christmas Eve.
That's unfortunate, but yes, we will be here.
Yeah, we won't have a Christmas party thanks to Gilbert. He called it off. But we are going to be here.
Yeah, so you can save all that stuff for Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah, you can, or you can call
or,
it. We don't,
yeah, it doesn't matter.
Whatever.
But if you want your final shade of the year can come on Thursday if you so choose.
Yeah, or it can come whenever this week.
Yeah,
you've got shade that you need to throw after this weekend, you're more than welcome.
Maybe he got it in today because he's got more on Thursday.
I want to throw some shade at all the people that think
that I fake news or
no blue check mark.
They're worried about a blue check mark or that I'm lying or something because when
there's an ulterior motive somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I'm trying to, I'm sabotaging their team or I got a clown mask. They put a clown mask on me or.
Did somebody put a clown mask on you?
Yeah.
Now you know what it's like to have a mock draft out there.
Yes. Now I know how you feel.
Like, no, I just have information I'm putting out there.
I mean, even in Spanish, they were attacking me, except I came back. I came back at them. They didn't realize.
They attacked you in Spanish?
In Spanish. The one guy was like, oh, be careful. This guy's just trying to get retweets. I said, I don't care about retweets. And he was like, oh, wait, what? He didn't realize I could write back in Spanish. But for those of you who don't know, I tweeted out yesterday that the favorites for in the James Harden sweepstakes are the Celtics and Toronto because it would be packages of Pascal Siakam and more or Jaylen Brown and more. So and I caught a lot of love in Toronto, a lot of love in Toronto.
How about
a lot of hate in Boston?
Really,
a lot of hate in Boston.
They don't want Harden.
No, and I'm not saying.
Well, hard workers, we don't need James Harden coming in here and messing things up like Kyrie did.
So, well, hogging the ball.
Hogging, he's a ball hog.
They don't want. And if you get rid of Marcus Smart, I swear to God, okay, I'll never watch the C's again.
I swear on my brother, my mother, on Sully. If Marcus Smart's traded, I'm done with the C's. For Harden? Marcus Smart for Harden? No way, pal. But then five F-bombs.
Right. Oh, no. And by the way, I'm not saying that they are... You don't know anything about Danny Ainge. You don't know... Masai would never do that. I didn't say that they're going to do it. I didn't say that it's going to happen. These are discussions.
You're on the record now. You're on the record now.
They're real. Now it may not happen.
Now you hope more than anything in the world he goes one of those two teams, don't you?
I don't care.
I doesn't care
because it's still true. It doesn't matter. What I said was they're the favorites right now.
Do you think they'll give him a blue check if he gets this one?
I think he still would have to apply. He's not into that stuff.
I don't care.
Do you think they'll let him into the college football blue check playoff? Will they give it to him, or is he going to be the Aggies left outside without a blue check?
He won't be the Aggies because the Aggies won in. He'll be a school who thinks, whatever, screw you. Not that any school thinks that way, but that would be him. He didn't say it was imminent. He just said these are the favorites, which means all he knows is what he knows now.
I'm going to be Brian Kelly. I'm going to boycott the blue check.
Ooh.
Somebody was like, Brian Kelly's going really far with this boycotting thing during the middle of that game.
Well, and guess what? Brian Kelly won. They moved the game.
They had a vote either Saturday or Sunday, and then when the vote didn't, because California's like, nah, sorry, can't do it, so they moved it.
Yeah.
But they asked the state of California to vote on it, and they said, no, sorry, you can't have the game there, so they decided we got to
go. They decided you can't have any people.
Yeah, that's true. They said, yeah. State of California said, no people, sorry.
Yeah. And so they said, we're going to move the game.
Yeah, and they moved it.
Yeah, I'm surprised, though.
And you can't apparently the Rose Bowl hasn't given them permission to use Rose Bowl yet.
I wouldn't use it.
So you might have, they might just go.
It's an actual stadium.
Yeah.
Well, in the name of a game. So they said, hey, we might not give that to you. So they might just call it the college playoff semifinal, whatever.
Right. Or the Cotton Bowl.
That's a game that's already being called.
Well, that's Florida, Oklahoma, right?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
Well, in UFC, are you familiar when Nate Diaz fought Gamebred Jorge Masvidal? They fought for a title. You know what the title was? The BMF belt. They created a belt, and BMF stood for bad mother bleeper.
Oh, you mean this guy?
If I see him at Whole Foods, I'm going to still slap that dude up because I don't like him.
Mm-hmm. Those two guys, two of the saltiest guys, Nate Diaz and Jorge Masvidal, fought, and The Rock came and presented the belt, BMF belt. That wasn't even – they could make up their own game now. They could make up the name
now. The BMF Bowl?
Not that game. Oh, Alabama? Well, maybe. Mm-hmm. And the belt goes to Najee Harris?
The belt goes to Devontae Smith.
Devontae Smith, either one of them.
Devontae Smith's little, though, dude.
170. He's also unbelievable.
His arms? I mean, you could just, and he just go.
He catches everything.
Everything.
He catches everything. And I had a.
Where you got him?
Right now, he is literally the best prospect in a draft that I've written. He's the best. So I've got him number one right now. I haven't written Trevor Lawrence.
So
my
where
guess
does
is,
he go?
My guess is he goes in the top five.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wouldn't shock me if he went ahead of Chase. It really wouldn't. But Chase doesn't have polish, but he's big. He's got good build, you know.
I would take him
ahead of Chase. He jumps. He's fast. Chase is just not polished at all. But Chase also is going to get better. Like, this is as good as Devontae Smith is. What is he going to get better doing? Running routes? No. Is he going to get faster? No. What you see is what you get. That guy's going to come into the league, though, and be an immediate problem. But some teams are going to be a little concerned that he's got – I mean, he's 170. Like, this is a stick figure.
Go ahead and take Chase ahead of him, though, and see how that works out for you.
Devontae is a ball
winner.
I love
winner. Chase, don't get me wrong.
And I talked to somebody on Alabama staff who said, phenomenal football character. Cannot fail off the field because he doesn't love the game or because of, you know, character. Like, phenomenal character and one of the most competitive players they've had at Alabama in the last several years. 170 pounds, doesn't care. He's that good.
Now, good you have to be. Now, it's a different year to win the Heisman as a wide receiver. Not since 1991 has it happened.
Desmond?
Yeah.
And Desmond had a few more touchdowns.
And before that was Tim Brown and how many other?
Rocket didn't win it,
Rocket
did he?
Rocket never won, no.
No. How many others have won it?
Yeah, did Johnny Rogers win it or something?
But Johnny Not Rogers many. Was a running back.
Because you always have a quarterback responsible for all those stats. It's a very unfair award.
It used to
award.
Be a running back award.
Yeah, it still can be, but it's a very unfair stats for wide receivers. Yeah.
Well, but this is, you know what? The dude deserves it this year.
Oh, 100%. And now he's the favorite, they say.
Yeah.
So that's pretty interesting.
All right.
It was especially interesting when you had plus 1,800 2 weeks ago. Let's talk about my friends over at Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, and GMC. And on the Buick side, they got a lot of great offers going on for you right now with dealer with customer cash allowance on top of the dealership prices for everyone, the employee pricing for everyone. Employee pricing for everyone gives you a chance to get right to the bottom line of what the base package is. I mean, of the base offer, you're already to the bottom line. The cashback allowances is just a sweetener that has been thrown in December as many dealerships and manufacturers try to move vehicles so they can get more of the new 2021s on the lots. I'm telling you right now, this is just a big advantage for you. This is a phenomenal buying opportunity for you because you are going to get the lowest prices that they've had in all of 2020. It's not going to get better than this. And now is your chance to get Chevy vehicles, GMC, and of course Buick. All you have to do is go to LanceZCars.com and check out the entire inventory. And when you go out to Angleton, you're going to see that they're a different breed out there. They are just like family, and they will treat you the way that you deserve to be treated. Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, GMC.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting InnovationMap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Let's get Christian in here. He's been waiting. He wants to talk. What's up, Christian?
Hey, fellas. I wanted to say good luck with your eyeball. And I want to throw some shade at Jason Giambi for turning down the Texan job. And the Rockets not hiring a person like him. Just kidding, guys. But, hey, Lance, did you ever figure out who was doing that? Because y'all had me rolling all day Friday. Cause of that.
No, but it was somebody who sounded Chicagoan. Some guy just kept calling. Multiple prank calls with the same thing. He'd start off talking. It was almost like a Dr. Evil thing, but then he got too predictable. Dell and I could sniff him out too easily, where he would suggest a player like he said, you know, they need somebody that the Rockets need a manager, like a player's manager, like a Jason Giambi type. And but then he kept, then he called again, and he also gave away a Tillman Fertitta. He used the phrase Fertitta as different names. He'd say, you know, the Rockets owner Fertitta, where we knew that's him. But yeah, he called like three different times trying to throw Jason Giambi's name, just casually work him into a conversation. So, and we were like, you know, this is the show that we're good with that kind of stuff, but you got to do better than, like, you're not even trying to disguise it now. You're too easy to sniff out. Hmm. Dell even immediately put him on hold and then basically laid out exactly what the guy was going to do and what his shtick was.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell it kind of threw him off his game when he brought him back on. And I told the story about how Dr. Evil was at least good at trying to hide things. The best call I've ever heard is when Dr. Evil actually had a phone call that lasted several minutes with Tom Tynan about building a moat around his house with a drawbridge.
And then he started just talking gibberish.
Yeah, then he talks gibberish at the end. I also told about when we would have rooster crows, when we had animal sounds on Rich and Charlie's show.
Yeah.
And Rich, somebody told me that they were listening. Rich threatened to fight the guy one time. a rooster crow on their show.
Well, yeah, remember we did that to their show. That wasn't good. That wasn't very nice.
Is Charlie talking to you lately?
No, but we should talk. We should.
Yeah, but well, you know why? It's because the rooster crow.
Yeah. No. He's probably upset with that. I would imagine
with the rooster crow.
Still,
it's been years, but still.
Yeah. I hear, and the thought was that Josh and Rich had beef, but they didn't.
No, they did.
Yeah, but. But okay,
but he made up.
Yeah, I guess they made up.
They made up. But
I heard Rich last week on his show.
He didn't like Rich when they were doing the show together. I think he had some issues.
I was there for a little bit, for like 3 weeks in a summer or so. And I wasn't running the show. I would just pull sound for Robert Hensley. Shout out to Robert Hensley when he was for Texan stuff. And I would watch their interaction. And during the breaks, Josh would leave the studio and go hang out with Jim in the control room, Jim Mudd. So it'd be like if you guys are having an issue.
Yeah.
And Lance left the room during breaks because he didn't want to deal with the awkwardness and came in here and talked to me and then went back in there when the show started.
Yeah, I think that's just the opposite here is no one goes near you
because
of the awkwardness.
No, I don't go near you.
Right. No one goes near you because of the awkwardness.
And plus the COVID. I don't know what you guys have or don't have.
Well,
I want to be safe.
We've already had it, so we're good.
How long ago?
So we're still.
We're still 2 months.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, no.
Maybe it's a different show.
No, you're out. You're
it was October.
You're past 2 months
it's
now.
It's December. Yeah, it's late December. What do you mean?
Well, it should be good.
October.
Yeah, I also was working on some karate stuff.
Karate stuff.
So I've had COVID. I'm working on some karate stuff. I should be fine. I'm centered. I drink.
What's totally sweet, since my eye surgery on Friday, I can't lift anything or... Like my wife, I don't know, you can't lift it.
Oh yeah, you're not supposed to, right?
No.
You're not supposed to strain.
No straining.
Yeah.
So I can't play golf this week, which is horrible. I'll have to play poker.
Is there any chance it's getting a little fuzzy as the show goes on?
No, it's actually getting better as we go along.
Golly.
It's actually
we had such high hopes.
Look, I mean my left eye it's 20.
You need to go back and listen to the first 30 minutes.
2010 now.
The entire board was filled up with people who wanted to talk about nicknames for your eyes and what their worst case and best case scenarios would be for you. Like, this is such a, I mean, yay for you, vision and everything, but it's kind of a disappointment for the show in general.
You mean the show would be much better if they might maybe botched my eye surgery and I had to wear a patch?
Temporarily, sure.
Well, I mean, Dell, would it be?
Yes,
obviously.
You'd have a nickname. You have a patch or even some gauze and some tape on your eye. It'll be a great visual. We can drive people to Twitch, and we wouldn't mention it much, but people
imagine how many people would be on Twitch looking, and we could maybe monetize it if you had a bad eye
or just
a patch.
I'm trying to get some credibility, build some credibility.
Are you
a blue check mark?
Well, you know what?
And you want me to wear an eye patch?
You know what? Have built some a patch.
How much credibility does Dan Crenshaw
because if somebody
have?
Came after you while you had an eye patch, you could come back and we're like, wow. I'm glad to see you're attacking somebody who's got a disability.
I mean, as long as you didn't
can fire back,
as long as you didn't have a smear campaign against a member of the service, like possibly Dan Crenshaw did, we can call you Johnny Crenshaw, and people would love you.
People would love me. Okay, I'll wear my patch tomorrow.
Do you have one?
Do you have one?
I do.
You didn't have a patch. You just got that thing.
Yeah.
It's like a giant bottle cap.
Right, right, right. And
yeah, well, okay, if you tape it on. I don't know, Dell. If we know it's not real, it's just like a NBA preseason game.
It's not
game.
The same thing. It really isn't. If you're just going to put one on.
Well, you want me to wear a Dan Crenshaw?
If you actually had issue.
I asked Doc. Doc Whitson said, no, don't do that. He said, no, that's not what we're trying to show people. You don't have to wear a patch.
Okay. But did you tell him it'd be better for the show if you wore a patch?
He said, I don't care about your show. I said, what about
advertising
a giant Doc Whitson eye patch? He's like, no, that's not what I want. That's not something I'm in for. Okay.
He doesn't want
the opposite
a patch?
Of that. No.
You want to do the opposite of a patch?
Yes, yes. No patch.
Boring. Boring. That's what I say. Oh, great. Here's another non-patch show.
The Rooster Crow was on Rich and Vandermeer. And
oh, that's right.
And it sort of bled over. the Rooster Call guy pretended to be a South Carolina Gamecock fan, kept crowing, how are we going to do this year?
That's good.
Oh, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5. Okay, other okay, the Ravens are looking pretty good right now.
Jaguars, and who was the game before it?
Doesn't
like the
matter.
Bengals?
Do
yes,
they look
it does
good or don't
matter.
They?
They're two stinky teams.
Do they look good or don't they?
What does it mean when it's too terrible? What, the Bengals and the Jags a combined 3 wins out of how many?
How about the Browns?
How about the Browns?
Are the Browns in position to win a division?
He looks more comfortable than ever.
Yep.
Well, run the ball and play action. Certainly helps.
That's what it is. You can't put it all on Baker. Baker's not that guy who can live. Baker, there's a level of there's a point at diminishing returns for Baker. But if you run the football well and you play action, he's got enough accuracy that when he's not under duress that he can throw the ball accurately. It's a team with some talent. They're coming around. They're going to have three teams. That I had them making the playoffs. They're going to have three teams make the playoffs in that division.
Yep.
I think the Colts will make it. The Titans will make it. So there's five. And then you get the...
Who's making it out of the...
Chiefs.
AFC North?
Oh, well, I think all three.
All three out of the AFC North.
Ravens. Oh, well, the Ravens actually...
the Dolphins?
Well, actually, the Ravens still have some work to do.
When they don't even control their destiny.
No, they don't. The Ravens still have work to do. The Ravens could end up going from... Wow.
They can go 11-5 and not make the playoffs.
Yep. If the Dolphins keep winning. The Dolphins are ahead of them.
Dolphins look really bad in the first
half. The Browns are going to get there. And
Titans.
And the Dolphins will be the three wildcard teams. The Steelers, the Steelers are going to win the division. Chiefs, Steelers, Bills, and Titans. Unless the Colts overtake them.
So it's going to be between Titans, Dolphins and Ravens.
Ravens down the stretch here. Their last two games are the Cowboys.
Easy.
No, they're Giants and the Bengals.
Yeah, oh, they have the easier
layup
schedule.
City.
The Dolphins go to the Raiders with the backup quarterback.
Hey, and the Colts have to go to the Steelers, and then they get the Jags at home.
What the Ravens have to hope for, because they're the most likely team to catch the Dolphins because they have the same record. The Dolphins go to the Raiders, backup quarterback, and beat up secondary, so helps the Dolphins. They have to hope the Bills have something to play for. Because the Dolphins go to the Bills in the year. If the Bills don't have anything to play for and they sit everyone, that doesn't help the Ravens at all.
No.
I could see the Bills being in that position too. I mean, right now the Bills are 11-3. I mean, they still could be playing for the number one seed, so that's not true.
No, the Chiefs won't lose two games.
Oh, no, wait. Yeah, I'm totally blanking on the Chiefs. Yeah. But you want to play, you want to be ahead of the Steelers.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
you still have
going to make that much difference right now to be playing the seventh seed or the sixth seed? I mean, honestly.
Well, I think you want to be two. I mean, if anything happens, you want the best chance possible of having home field advantage.
Well, yeah, you want home field advantage. That's
no
question.
Steelers have a loss, right? One. So the Bills will know what their chances are by that game anyway.
The Colts should go, worst case scenario, 11-5 because they play Jags last game, and the Jags aren't trying to win that game.
No.
But they have the Steelers in Pittsburgh next game. So tough game for both teams. But let's just say they lose that one. So they're 11-5.
Even if the Ravens win so both, the Dolphins, who has a tiebreaker? So
who's got the tiebreaker over who?
Yeah, that's well, Colts, if they both tie at 11-5.
Well, currently, well, the Colts would drop to 6-4. Well, I'm just assuming they, because the Colts lose, that would give them one more conference loss, which would tie them with the Ravens. Correct? The
and
Colts
then you have go two- to, then you go to next. Yeah, it would be one more conference loss against the Steelers, right?
Now,
yeah.
Now the
they
Titans,
beat the Steelers.
Hold on a second. The Titans are at the Packers and at the Texans. You know, I'm assuming Texans lose, although they've been in winning position here lately. But let's say they lose the Packers, then
the Packers one doesn't hurt as much because it's a non-conference game.
Yeah.
And they have already have a better record than the other teams in conference play.
And guess what? The Packers are going to keep playing because they're number one in the NFC.
It probably is going to come down to Dolphins. It's going to come down to Dolphins, Ravens. And who'd you say are the Dolphins last two?
They have the at the Raiders with Mariota playing. And I don't know where their secondary stands, but they weren't good on Thursday.
But then the Dolphins and then the Bills too, right?
It's a question of where
I would say the Ravens right now are the favorite to make the playoffs over your team.
They have an easier schedule. It's a question of where the Bills have anything to play for. If they don't, then the Dolphins' chances shoot up pretty. They shoot up pretty good. If they
do, you
beat
want
the Raiders
them to make the playoffs? You do.
Why not?
You don't care about one playoff. I want my draft spot to be two spots better.
You know, yeah, because I wouldn't want my rookie quarterback to play in the playoffs. That would be dumb.
You know what I would want? Craig to surf. That's what I would want.
What? Why not? How about Men's Tee Clinic? I just talked about Craig to surf. Oh, yeah. Now let me tell you about Men's Tee Clinic, a chance for you to flex on people. Literally flex. Flex on them with your brand new testosterone. You know, it takes usually takes 2 to 3 months for you to start seeing the body type changes. Sometimes it's less than that. But you do start to see better lean muscle mass. You start to see better muscle in your chest, in your arms, your shoulders. You start seeing less belly flab. Like, that's a real thing. The testosterone helps you process that, and you do see physical differences. But the energy change is very fast for about 75% of the people. And I was one of those people who, when I had my first treatment of testosterone, wow. I had so much more energy just 3 days later, and it's something that is a big part of what's missing for you. If your drive is missing at the workplace, maybe it's your libido, maybe it's your energy level in general on the weekends, maybe it's your lean muscle mass. If any of these are concerns, then why don't you go get your testosterone checked out, and if your number's low, they can work with your insurance company to make sure that you get taken care of as it pertains to a tailored treatment for your testosterone to get back to normal so you can live your best life and really get back to being the real you. Men'sTeeClinic.com. 5 locations in Houston. Men'sTeeClinic.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. We talked about everything Texans except this, about the guy with the Jack Easterby sign. Fire Jack Easterby at the Colts game.
There's another one, Jack Easterby as a snake. Did you see that one?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a couple.
Oh, no, that was
the same one. Yeah.
Fire Jack Easterby is a snake. Fire him. Brad called in. He wants to talk about it. Let's get him in here. Hey, Brad.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
How you doing, man?
Good, good. I live in Nashville and listen every morning with my son. And, you know, it's really hard to find Texan games. So we drove up to Indianapolis this weekend. And we got there really early. We were watching pregame. And there was this guy who had made a full-size flag that said Jack Easterby, chaplain or charlatan. And he was holding it there at the end zone around the Texan players. And Deshaun Watson left his warm-up area and went over, took his helmet off, and got pretty up front with the guy telling him to take it down.
Oh, wow.
It's funny to see.
Wow. Deshaun. Well, now if Deshaun likes him, here's the deal, boys.
Well, that's a huge one.
if Deshaun likes him, guess who ain't ever going anywhere? Jack Easterby.
That's a huge one.
Huh. That is neat. Well, Brad, we appreciate you listening in Nashville, man.
Yeah, I thought you guys would like to know. Take care. Happy holidays.
Thanks, man. That is pretty cool. He listens with his kid in Nashville every day.
So the things you say are being heard by a kid in a different state. That's intrastate. Is it intrastate?
Interstate.
Is it interstate offensiveness? Or
interstate.
Interstate.
Interstate is inside.
Inside, yeah. Interstate
does offensiveness. Does the FBI get involved now?
Because it's a federal state offense.
Yeah.
Now it's federally
cross
offensive.
Cross state lines with your offensiveness.
Now it is federally offensive. That's true. That's a federally offensive comment.
Yeah. Man, that is a bad sign if Deshaun's going over and defending Jack Easterby.
I thought it was going to end with, and Deshaun dapped the guy up. I was about to say, yeah, he's gone.
Said, nice use of the word charlatan.
No, hey, you need to put that.
Jack Easterby has sucked up to Deshaun.
Oh, there's no question.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's, I think he's treated Deshaun well.
Yeah. No. And, Deshaun is a religious guy, too.
He is.
And so,
I mean, the whole Mia Khalifa thing would say otherwise, but sure.
The whole what?
Mia Khalifa thing.
What did he do? He just played like basketball. Nerf basketball with her.
I know. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
And remember when Gronk was in that with that porn star and she was wearing his jersey?
BB something, whatever her name
is. And that's all she
BB
was wearing?
BB Britches.
No, that's not it. But Gronk has never told us he's a religious dude.
No.
No. But I don't believe Gronk was doing anything with her. She was just wearing his jersey with nothing on underneath it.
Yeah, he probably didn't do things.
And he was
taking
the pictures.
I'm sure he didn't do things.
He didn't do stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gronk doesn't do things.
If Deshaun is defending Easterby, is it possible Jack Easterby is like a cult leader like David Koresh? No. We're not moving training camp to Jamestown. So that Tom... See, this is kind of the kind of thing that it starts ugly rumors. But it is a bad sign because it means that Jack Easterby ain't going anywhere. And if Jack Easterby ain't going anywhere, you ain't going to have you're limiting yourself on the number of top-notch GMs to choose from.
He wasn't going to go anywhere, period, right? It was just hopefully he wouldn't have a say in football stuff. He was going to be around.
Well, after that SI article, you could certainly see a scenario where we got to get rid of him.
Well, we heard Cal come out and go, we like Jack. We like what he does.
Jack's our guy.
And backed him.
Jack's our guy.
The hope is that Jack realizes what he doesn't know and says, you know what? Look, the whole Bill O'Brien thing, the whole SI article, I don't want any piece of that anymore. I'm just going to fade to the side and let football people do football things.
Yeah.
And I'll be a culture coach.
And that's a
smart
move. It's what should have been done from the very beginning.
Mm-mm. You got
once
hope.
You get to something like executive vice president of football, that's a miraculous move anyway. Stay out of it and keep telling Bill, hey, I like to, you just make these moves. I want you to be the face of the franchise. I'm just going to support you in the background here. You don't have to keep mentioning my name. In hindsight, that's what he would have done. Like, hey, listen, this needs to be one face of the and one voice of the organization. I don't even want you to mention my name, coach. I'm here to support you, and I want this to be, I'm certainly going to be here for you, but I think it's important that when they hear things, it comes from you. It doesn't come from Jack Easterby, because you're the guy, coach. You are the guy, and we need to raise your star and let you have all the power. And that way he could have been like, I want me. But his name got put in every press conference until it wasn't there anymore, and we knew something was up.
Yeah, the Easterby thing ain't going away, boys.
I think we may have a phone call right now coming in from the guy who had the flag.
Which flag? The snake one?
I don't know. It's Ronnie. That's him.
That's Ronnie.
Bring him in.
Tell him to let Ronnie go.
Yeah.
So Ronnie had a flag at the game. He made a banner.
I don't know which one it was.
Yeah. We got to see which one he made. Yeah, he made a. Is this the flag?
Let's find out.
That had the one that had the snake.
Ronnie, we understand you had a sign at the game yesterday. Which sign was it?
Yes, sir. Sign that said Jack Easterby is a snake. Fire him. And then on the other side it said Jack Easterby
Chaplin or charlatan.
Oh, that was you had both.
You had the same.
Okay, so somebody told us that Deshaun Watson came over and had some words with you. What happened?
Yeah, he came right over during warmups and said, "Hey, man, that's disrespectful. You need to put that down." And I go, "Can't do that. We've had enough." And he got rid of your best friend. No, why you? I understand it because he's the leader of the team, but I don't agree with it. So he told me to put it down, but I held it straight up because McNair, his wife, and each of you were standing on the 50-yard line, and I wanted them to see it.
And how did it end? The discussion with Deshaun?
He just walked away. He just went back to warming up, and then he went and stood on the 50-yard line by Easterby while warming up too, which I thought was really interesting. So I don't know I heard y'all earlier saying he might not be going anywhere. Deshaun, standing up for him.
Well, that's what you take out of this thing. Jack Easterby isn't going anywhere if Deshaun's on his side.
That's that simple.
Yeah.
And then I have a video of Cal and his wife walking off the field with me throwing up the banner in his face, and they both looked up and gave me a nice little smirk walking off the field. It's time to go. I was also the one that had the Fire Bill O'Brien flag at the game. I'm a Texas season ticket holder as well for 12 years, and just tired of all the crap going on,
You're going to bring your Easterby to the Texans games?
Oh, it'll be there.
Yeah. You made Channel 2 news last night. We were watching it. Yeah, we were watching after the Sunday night game. And the woman who did the Luno interview was there. Well, she did it for
Vanessa. Wow. Crazy.
Vanessa, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Vanessa, yeah. Richardson?
I think so.
Yeah, she was there, and she showed and she said, I think what we've all been saying for a while, it's going to be difficult to get the best candidates in here if Jack Easterby is still around. But if Deshaun is on his side, guess what? They can write an SI. He could be the cover of SI every week, and he ain't going nowhere because Deshaun's on his side. Ronnie, we appreciate it, man. Good sign. Keep it up.
Hey, no problem. You'll have a good one.
All right. 956 ESPN, 97.5. Neat stuff today, Lance.
A lot of neat stuff.
Neat stuff.
Yeah. Here's the sign right here. Yep. Vanessa's got it on there.
Yep.
Lots of chatter about Jack Easterby last few weeks. This Texans fan made the trip to Indy and let his opinion be known. Jack Easterby is a snake. He literally made a flag.
Yeah.
Like, this is a flag that could potentially be flown at his house at some point.
Well, you never know.
On a flagpole.
He might do that. Who knows? I do know this. I'm best bet this week for whatever games, or you got tonight's game. You got the Steelers and the Bengals. Tough to say who's going to be the favorite in that one. But I'm going to go with the Steelers. Now, do you want to bet on it? All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio. And when you win at mybookie.ag, promo code radio, you are going to get paid. That's the most important thing when you're dealing with a bookie. Now, secondly, how much is there to what are the odds? And you get the best odds at mybookie, especially in parlays. People, they're awesome. Secondly, the number of bets that you can play at mybookie is you've never seen anything like it. Every single thing you could possibly think of to bet on, including religion, politics, entertainment, everything. It is unbelievable. It's all at mybookie.ag, promo code radio. And, of course, you got all the games that you want to play, that you want to watch, and you've got live in-game betting as well. Plus, they will match 50% of your initial deposit. So you deposit $1,000, they'll match $500 of it, and now you got $1,500 to play with. It's all at mybookie.ag, promo code radio, mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.